Wisconsin is getting about $800 million from the federal government to increase the speed of passenger trains between Chicago and Milwaukee and to start rail service between Milwaukee and downtown Madison. State Republicans are questioning the Milwaukee-Madison service. But Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he thinks the service will be good for economic development. Barrett says as governor, he would make sure that construction of the project doesn't go over budget. He says if there are cost overruns, he would not halt construction and send the money back to Washington.
If it's $810 million, and if we get to the point where my choice is paying back the federal government $800 million, if that's what we're required to do, or finishing the line, I'm going to finish the line. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to dip into the state's coffers. It means, first and foremost, I'm going to go out to Washington, D.C., and fight for the additional federal resources.
Barrett's words about turning to the federal government for help don't satisfy State Republican Party Executive Director Mark Jefferson.
There are no guarantees that the federal government is going to chip in more dollars if there are cost overruns. And then what happens? Well, then we probably look at taking away from our gas tax dollars, away from building roads and sinking it into trains that there are real concerns over whether or not people are going to use.
But Jefferson won't say if he'd want the next governor to return hundreds of millions of dollars to Washington. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.